These three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. But what is the greatest act of love? Well, that tells us in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. And of course, Jesus Christ did that ultimate act of love for us, for all of us, that we may have eternal life. God demonstrated his love toward us in this. Well, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But that love doesn't stop there. It's not just talking about Jesus Christ. It's talking about us as well. The greatest act of love is to lay down your life for a friend. Now, most of us will never have to be into that situation where we're going to need to do that for somebody else. But as we've seen over the course of recent history, that many have laid down their life for somebody else. Of course, those serving in the military and the first responders, police, fire, and so on, they lay down their lives every day, and sometimes they give up their life to help their fellow community citizens. So our hats off and our love to you. And for any of those that have lost a family member in the military or the first responders, we pray God's blessing and peace upon you. And thank you for that loved one's service. And if you're serving or have served, thank you for your service. But those of us in everyday life, we don't often get that or put in that situation. But remember the movie theater shooting in Colorado when the one Batman movie first came out. Guy broke into the back of the theater and just started shooting machine guns and all kinds of stuff. And we heard stories, a few stories of people, you know, a guy covering his girlfriend so she wouldn't get killed. And he ended up getting shot, but she was saved. And I'm a big tornado watcher, weather freak. And I've seen many shows on the Weather Channel where people would cover themselves, like teachers, the tornado's coming towards the school and the teacher would cover up some of their students, or just, you know, someone's child or their spouse or a loved one. They ended up dying, but saving the life of that person that they were trying to protect. They showed that ultimate act of love. How much are you willing to go towards to love somebody? Would you be able to do that? Would you be willing to do that? I don't know. That would be hard to be put in that situation. And just the natural reactions of fear, would we run to try to save ourselves, which would be a selfish act of love? Or would we take that courage and that boldness and that big act of love and look to save others? Gosh, I hope none of us would ever be put in that situation, but what would we do? But more importantly, how much do we love the Lord? Do we love the Lord to that point? If we ever get in that situation in this country, or if you go somewhere else to to be a missionary, we've heard of many missionaries lay down their lives for the Lord. They love the Lord so much they were willing to die for him. Are you willing to do that for the Lord, even to the point of death? Now, he's not asking us, he may bring us into that situation where we will have to, but we can do that on a daily basis by laying down our lives for him, giving up our lives for him, giving up our own desires, our own wants, our own comforts, our own needs to him. Of course, we give our life to him, we get it back. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it, says Jesus. Are you willing to give up your life to him? Yes, to the point of death, but are you willing to die daily to self for him? And that means, you know, being obedient to his word, what the Bible teaches us. Do we follow those to the T? Do we do our best to try and follow those? You know, there's some of that stuff in the Old Testament that, you know, hey, we're no longer under the law. We don't have to follow a lot of those rules and regulations. Are we willing to do it anyway out of that deep, most ultimate act of love, to lay down our lives for him? Are you willing to lay down your life to follow him and the word, even to the point of death? How much do you love the Lord? Father, we thank you for the love you have shown us through your son, Jesus Christ. And through him, we have eternal life, as he died for us, but then rose again and was victorious over death, so that we too can have eternal life through him. Lord, a lot of us don't love you like we should. A lot of us don't follow you like we should. On this Valentine's Day week, help to remind us how much you love us and what love really means, and help us to commit more to loving you, to give up our lives daily. And if, God forbid, Lord willing, hopefully we don't be put in this situation, are we willing to die for you, trusting in you that when we do, we will come to see you in heaven. Help us to love you to that point, to die daily for you, to give our whole lives to you, to lay down our lives for you. In Jesus' name, amen.